Earth, sky.
This is one of the few examples we have of where we can look at ecosystems that are preserved in their entirety and that are ancient. These are some of the most well-preserved microbial systems that we know of on Earth.
You're listening to Tim Lowenstein, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Lowenstein is a geologist at Binghamton University. He studies water droplets that have been sealed inside salt crystals for thousands to millions of years. He said his team is the first to try to paint a complete picture of what's living in these drops of water. He spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl.
And can you tell us about the organisms you're working with? Archaea. Is it true that some are 30,000 years old? In other words, a single one of these archaea has had about 30,000 birthdays?
That is true. These microbes that we have been working on have been living in a state of sort of suspended animation, but living for 30,000 years.
And how can they survive for so long?
Well, that's one of the big points of our study. We aren't quite sure, although we've made some breakthroughs. And one of the breakthroughs we've made is that we think we figured out what they're eating. Along with these archaea that are trapped inside the fluid inclusions, there are other microorganisms called algae. And these algae have within them this compound called glycerol, which is a sugar alcohol, which is food for prokaryotes. It's food for these archaea. So living within these salt crystals, these archaea have had a source of food for all these thousands of years, which may have helped them survive.
Does any other living thing on Earth get to be as old?
These are the world's oldest living organisms. Other people who've worked on the same area have found these same types of organisms that live to be millions of years old. We're not the first to find them. We're sort of the first ones to be able to study them and under the microscope and identify what they look like and the community of organisms that occurs with them. But these are clearly the oldest living organisms on our planet.
That being said, what's your current research? I imagine it pertains to that whole, all the other guys that are living in there.
When we first started doing this, we were just after these archaea and to see whether or not we could culture them or grow them, which means that they are alive or were alive for this long period of time. But when we started looking at these crystals of salt and the fluid inclusions in them, we discovered that there are all these other microbes that are inside the inclusions, probably not alive. But what we're doing now is trying to figure out what they are, understand the organisms through study of their DNA, through study of the biomolecules that occur in these fluid inclusions, to understand the state of preservation of all these other organisms that occur with the archaea.
Okay, so, you know, we've talked about salt without really talking about the salt. So let me ask you directly, where are these organisms from? I know you've called it the salt an extreme environment, but can you be more specific about where you're finding these crystals, how you obtain them, you know, et cetera?
We are looking at deposits from the U.S., from Europe and Italy and Spain, Egypt and Northern Africa. These deposits are buried underneath the Earth's surface for tens to hundreds of meters, as much as even a kilometer or two.
And you're finding these archaea across the board. You know, they're not just in one fluid inclusion in one country. They're everywhere.
Well, not exactly. And that's part of our study, is we have found them in cored samples from the western U.S., that is Death Valley, California, Saline Valley, California, where we have drilled cores underground. And now what we're trying to do is extend this to other places where the deposits are deeper and older, and to see whether or not these microbes that live inside the salt crystals or that exist inside the salt crystals occur in older and deeper deposits. So we're exploring that end.
What else is trapped in this salt? We touched on that briefly, but can you talk more about it? Because I know you described it as a sort of ecosystem. So what else is in there?
If you look at modern salt environments where they're like salt lakes, there's a whole community of organisms that have managed to adapt to these really extreme conditions. And the types of organisms, they're all microscopic. and some of them are algae. There are the two types of prokaryotes, bacteria and archaea. They're fungi, and people are even studying viruses. So all of these organisms, they're all microscopic, and they all form an ecosystem in these extreme environments, living in salty lakes. But what happens is the whole ecosystem gets trapped inside crystals when the salt crystals grow. So you have a whole trapped ecosystem that was trapped at the surface that gets buried along with the salt over the geological time.
So tell me, what do organisms living in extreme environments like these, especially microorganisms, have to teach the average person, do you think? What lessons do they hold for us?
Well, in order to study the entire community of microbes, we need to sequence a lot of DNA. And so a big part of this project is to study the DNA from many, many fluid inclusions of different ages, and the DNA will tell us about the types of organisms that are there and how they might have evolved with time. Another part of the project is to examine them more carefully microscopically to see what some of the compounds are inside fluid inclusions, to understand more of the dynamics of the ecosystems in the fluid inclusions.
What makes that so important?
Well, what makes it important is this is one of the few examples we have of where we can look at things, ecosystems that are preserved in their entirety and that are ancient. Very rarely do we have an opportunity to study something that's ancient like this and so well preserved. These are some of the most well preserved microbial systems that we know of on Earth.
So what can this tell us about how, or what do you expect or hope your research will tell us about how creatures change over time?
Well, one of the hopes would be that if we could find the same microbe inside fluid inclusions, and if this microbe was of the same exact type but of many different ages, we may be able to use that to calculate or estimate rates of molecular evolution. And that would be big news for biologists.
So could that tell us about how microorganisms adapt to change in climate and in change? I mean, what sort of things would they be adapting to?
Yes, they would be adapting to environmental changes and slowly changing with environmental change. But it's been very difficult to calculate the rates at which evolution occurs. And so this would be a fantastic way of doing so.
Okay. And what's the most important thing you'd like to tell EarthSky's global audience about your research?
When the salt crystals form in these environments, they trap the community almost as is. And then slowly but surely, these salt deposits get buried beneath the Earth's surface, deeper and deeper. And when they get buried, there's no light, there's no oxygen. And so the preservation of these ecosystems and fluid inclusions is remarkable. And so there's so much to be learned from this about, you know, how microbes and biomaterials can be preserved for great lengths of time. And this is one of the best sources and rare places in order to do this kind of work.
You've been listening to Tim Lowenstein, a geologist at Binghamton University. To listen to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.